This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Welcome to another edition of Real Answers. Wednesdays, during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed Christian counselor Chris Anderson. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Sarah. How are you doing?
Today's topic is remarriage after the death of a spouse. In U.S. Census numbers among men and women aged 60 to 69 years old, only 23% report that they remarried following the passing of their first spouse. Chris, that's not a very high number. Why so low?
Yeah, Sarah. You know, I think there are a lot of factors that play into this equation, and just like there's no two snowflakes that are exactly the same, no two marriages are exactly the same. I mean, if you stop and think about what is involved in a marriage, it's two people coming together with differing personality structures, desires, dreams, strengths, flaws, you know, et cetera. You're the whole package there. And the commitment to the relationship also is not always the same. So interestingly enough, there was a study done by Pew Research Center a few years back that showed that the older a person was who had to go through the loss of their spouse, the higher the chances that they'd consider getting remarried. And as a matter of fact, the highest category of people remarrying was the age range of 55 to 64. So there you have it.
What advice can you give to older folks who want to remarry?
Well, first of all, you know, some tips I'm going to share, it can also be applied to younger folks too. But, you know, first of all, make sure you're properly processing the grief that you've experienced with the loss of your spouse. Okay, it can be an exceedingly painful time. And if you don't process this loss first and, you know, been able to heal from it, then make that a priority. Don't get into a new relationship right away. Get through that grief first. And if you need to get some professional help, secondly, discuss with a counselor or a pastor or just a godly friend about getting remarried if this is something you might want to do. And you might only do this if suddenly out of the blue someone appears in your life that you might actually consider it. You know, a lot of people, not just older folks, say that when they're looking for that special someone, it just happened after they intentionally quit trying. But that doesn't mean that you can't consider it ahead of time and just give that some thought, you know. But at the same time, if you just don't feel like that's for you, that's okay. You know, there's nothing directly biblical that says you must get remarried or that you must remain single after you've lost a spouse has passed away. Thirdly, if you're up on technology, don't hesitate to use it. It's okay to use dating apps like eHarmony.com or Match.com or some of these dating apps simply because it's a way of meeting somebody. You still have to put them through the process of getting to know them and making sure that they're godly and that they're somebody you can really connect with in a way that's going to honor the Lord. And this last one's a big one, Sarah. If you're going to go this route, you need to have a non-negotiable list with terms that you really want to look for in somebody. Again, and first on that list should be this person needs to be a committed follower of Jesus. And I'm not talking about somebody who claims to be a Christian simply because they grew up in the church or that they go to services on Christmas and Easter. They need to be committed to the Lord. And then secondly, I'd also recommend that the second item on your list be that they have been widowed themselves. And simply because that way you're both kind of on the same page with this. And you're not going to necessarily look for this new person to take the place of your spouse that you lost, but that there is another place in your heart that they can fill.
What about people who don't want to remarry? Do you have any advice for them?
Mm-hmm. If you just don't want to remarry, and like I said a little bit earlier, there's nothing that says you have to. I mean, I've met with folks that are like, you know, my longtime spouse of 30, 40, 50 years passed away, and that's where I am in life. If you're not going to do that, you still got to stay connected. And I would encourage you strongly to get connected with church activities. And if you find yourself in a rural area, and I know a lot of our listeners do, they are in rural areas of Newark and PA, that can be hard. You know, I'm going to put a challenge out there to churches that they look at this unique category of folks and help provide support for them. They can be, let's say, a support group for folks who have lost their loved one or other activities for folks who are getting close to retirement or have retired, that type of thing. But, you know, really, this is a fantastic place for churches to help fill a void with a segment of the population that is really grieving and oftentimes very isolated because of how difficult it can be for them to reconnect. So definitely a place where churches can make a big difference.
Get connected. Great advice from Chris Anderson. Thank you so much. You have been listening to another edition of Real Answers on Family Life Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.